I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well. It's Real Housewives of New York premiere night. I went to the party tonight. It was kind of a shit show, but it was also amazing. Look, it's no secret. I have a very special place in my heart for the Real Housewives of New York. I don't know if it's because I live here with them. I see them the most of all the housewives. They're up my ass the most, which would not necessarily be a reason to love them. But anyway, yada, yada. I love them. Luann de Lesseps is here with Jackie Hoffman. And I'm really psyched about this. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be amazing. Jackie is a huge New York Housewives fan. She's so funny. She killed it last time she was on. I've known her forever. And I'm just thrilled. I'll see you in the clubhouse.
It finally came. It's finally here. The Real Housewives of New York City season 10 premiere. It's Watch What Happens Live with Luann de Lesseps and Jackie Hoffman now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, feeling like I assume Gentile kids feel on Christmas morning because the Housewives of New York City season 10 premiere night finally came. And my guests and I are about to rip it open. Her season 10 tagline is, "The most interesting people make the best headlines." And after a heck of a year of headlines, I have a feeling she may see her name in a couple of papers again tomorrow. It's the Countess Luann de Lesseps. She was outstanding in Feud, Betty and Joan, and maybe she nailed that audition after observing years of feuds between her favorite characters, the New York Housewives. It's our great friend, Jackie Hoffman. Hi, Jackie. Great to see you. Oh, nice. That's gorgeous.
Yes.
I love it.
That's one thing I have that the housewives don't have.
Yes.
That well, and a husband.
I wouldn't go that far, Jackie. Not about the husband, but about the skin.
Oh. Over at the bar, she'll be representing the great state of New York next month in the Miss USA pageant. It's Miss New York USA 2018, Genesis Suero. Hi, Genesis. Great to see you. I love your crown.
Thank you.
We have to start with the Diana Ross costume. People are very upset, and you, I think, are surprised that they're upset because...
I'm horrified.
Yes.
I mean, I never meant to... I'm horrified, meaning I never meant to hurt anybody's feelings because that was not... I love Diana Ross, and I totally respect Diana Ross, you know? And it was really kind of a tribute to her, you know? And... It was Halloween.
The issue is
it was
altering,
Halloween. So.
The issue is altering the color of your skin.
No, which... I didn't. I had bronzer on, you know, that I wear normally, like the rest of my skin. You know, I'm tan like right now. So I didn't add anything to or try to do, would ever dream of doing a blackface, ever. So I'm very sorry to everyone out there if I offended anyone.
Okay.
I'm surprised anyone noticed skin when she had a 60-foot afro.
Right. Well, actually, my also issue was that Diana Ross very rarely wore an afro. I mean, it was really about the long hair.
Right.
That's another story.
Right. I mean, it was Halloween. It was Halloween. I respect Diana Ross. I think she's fabulous. And it was really my little tribute to her.
Right. Jackie, you are such a New York super fan. I'm going to put some 30 seconds on the clock and just let you ask Luann anything you want. Go.
Oh, okay. You did this to me last time, so I can't prepare.
Okay, get your paper. Well, now the time is running out. Oh, my God.
Are you in the cabaret world now to overtake my career?
No.
Time's up. Okay, do countesses have parking privileges like UN diplomats?
No.
Is there any chance of getting back the Jewish Frenchman?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I miss him.
Oh, Jacques. We love Jacques.
I want Jacques.
He's like family to me now.
How tall are you?
5'10".
Okay.
Okay, very good. At the Halloween party, Dorinda went from zero to hammered in about 60 seconds, and we loved it. Take a look.
How'd you get bubbles?
I had the guy from SNL, Saturday Night Live, who did it for Andy Samberg. The NSL person made this for me.
Adam Sandler's thing did it for me.
Adam Sandler's thing did it for me.
They did a skit for NSL with Lady Gaga and Andy Samberg. The guy that did it did my dress.
Good. Dorinda's blackout.
Yes, let's go.
How about that hostess?
Amazing.
Wow.
It's great to be a drunken date a dry cleaner because when you puke on your own clothes.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Before we get to your questions for the countess.
I've been there many a time. Yeah.
And Jackie, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, even though Luann filed for divorce in August and she is moving on with her life, tonight we learn that it is still about Tom. Watch.
Here I am, divorced.
I couldn't breathe. I was like choking.
Every day there was something.
I felt like the water was just tumbling in, and I couldn't keep my head above the water. I was drowning.
Did everybody else reach out?
Yes. You know who has not reached out to me at all?
Who?
Carol.
I was half expecting her to call all of us and apologize for calling us jealous bitches for 2 years.
It's like waiting for the train wreck to happen.
You know how he is. You text him, what are you doing? Come, bring one, right, bring all. Right. You know, once in a while I go home and what do you call that, a charity or whatever. You can't take a playboy, party boy and turn him into a husband.
Death, taxes, and Luann's divorce are some things that are just going to happen.
All right, here's what. We know that Carol thinks Luann should say sorry. We want to hear what you think. Go to WWHL.TV now and tell us, does Luann owe the women an apology, yes or no? Lou, while we're waiting for the results, I have tons of questions for you. Where are you living right now besides Sag Harbor? Did you find a place in the city?
Yes, I found an apartment in the city, which I love.
Are you?
I got a penthouse all by myself.
Are you dating?
I am not dating.
You're not dating.
Not right
By
now.
The way, the audience thinks that you owe the women an apology.
That's interesting. Interesting. I feel like I suffered enough. And
would you ever get married again?
Oh, you never say never.
When was the last time you saw Tom?
Oh my God.
When I was like dating him.
Jack. Have you seen him since you've been divorced?
I saw him once.
Have you? When was the last time you went to the Regency?
Never.
Never. When you saw him, what was the tenor of that?
It was cordial. It was hello, and that was it. Hello, and that's it.
All right. Are you in contact with Jacques?
Yes, Jacques. I see. He's got a new girlfriend.
Oh,
who's lovely, and we're friends. We're like family.
All right. Thank you very much, Lou. Second, I'm sure when Dorinda decided to dress up like Lady Gaga tonight, she had no idea that everyone at her party was going to act like a bunch of little monsters. Watch.
I'm the host of a party. You come over and say hello.
Oh God,
hello.
Just get ready to go like this.
People think I'd go to your party that you're hosting and not come up and say hello, thank you for having me?
When the hit the fan, you didn't even say, I'm so sorry, Lou.
I'm happy to be in that club of one.
Listen to me. I believe in women. I empower women.
You don't. You can't say that.
You're so wrong.
You listen
so
to me
wrong.
Right now.
You
but you have to stop talking about me, Jennifer.
I made a mistake, no, no, so please forgive me.
Don't crucify me for no reason.
Don't be so uncool.
Be cool,
you booked a girl code.
All right. Here's what, get thee to WWHL.TV again, because we need you to tell us which Lady Hollow won your heart in the premiere tonight. Bethany, Carol, Dorinda, Luann, Ramona, Sonia, or Tinsley. Who had the best costume?
I like Ramona because she looked like a Luden's cough drop shining in the sun.
Very good. It looks like Bethany won your heart tonight. Finally, Jackie Offman was nominated for an Emmy for a role in Feud, Betty and Joan, because she's a damn fine actress. Oh. And if you could be nominated for an Emmy for being a Housewives fan, she'd get one of those, too. Here's what. Let's combine Jackie's passions as we play Who Gonna Check Me Feud. I'm going to go through some recent Housewives hostilities and find out with whom Jackie sides and why. Ramona versus Bethany. Ramona told Bethany her investment property wasn't great because it's on Montauk Highway.
Bethany, Ramona was being way passive aggressive.
Luann versus Carol. They were both salty because neither reached out to the other about their breakups.
Well, she's sitting right next to me. I gotta go with Luann.
Okay. Only because she's sitting next to you. Nene versus Kim. Kim's daughter Brielle Snapchatted roaches in Nene's bathroom. Nene fired back on social media, calling Brielle and Kim a racist.
I'm with the roaches.
You're with the roaches. Okay, Portia versus everyone except Nene. Portia left the vacation early. What did you think?
You know, people goad Portia, and, you know, she's not too bright, bless her heart.
All right. Erica versus Teddy. Teddy said Erica had pretend amnesia after going back on something. Erica went off. Teddy left in tears.
I do love me some Erica, but I think I'll go with the accountability coach.
Okay, Dorit versus everyone. Everyone is mad.
Everyone!
You're on everyone else's side. Okay. You're not a Dorit fan.
Oh, my God. Siggy and Dorit, the two Jewish housewives, are the worst. It pains me.
Kyle versus Lisa Vanderpump. Kyle feels Lisa takes her for granted and treats her differently than Dorit.
Kyle.
You're on Kyle's side. Okay, thank you very much, Jackie. That's amazing. Guess what, folks? We're in LA all next week, and next Wednesday night specifically, we've got Dorinda Medley and the Night of 32 Doorbells, 31 actually, surprises that are going to blow your mind. Let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Luann. Luann, you had a Ramona coaster of the year.
Yes.
What felt like rock bottom, and what was your biggest triumph?
My biggest triumph was getting on stage after all that happened to me and watching my children in the audience and my mother look at me going, what?
Rock bottom?
Rock bottom was, you know, landing in, you know, in jail. And
yeah.
It was awful.
When you look at that mugshot compared to Tinsley, what do you think?
I think mine is maybe a little... sharper.
Okay. All right.
You should compare.
Oh, my God. The Bravo eruption, everybody. Next week on The Real Housewives of New York.
Brittany, give us a little bit.
That's amazing. Next week on New York City Housewives, Tinsley says some things that make Luann want to murder her. Take a look.
Oh, gosh. I can't even talk about Tom anymore. I'm over it. I don't want to talk about it.
You brought it into everyone's life, and then it's like... Now it's just done?
Well,
like,
guess what? Let people get their own lives.
And I heard you're the countess again.
I will always.
But you're married
always.
Divorce.
That's right. Doesn't matter. Is Queen Latifah really a queen? No. Carol and I?
Her relationship with Adam seemed a lot closer than you and Tom. I'm sorry, but it does.
Oh, come on. It's a toy boy she's had for 3 years. Give me a break.
Longer than your marriage.
She is not coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of kind of mean.
There you go. Let's go to Sam from Connecticut. Hey, Sam. What's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question's for Jackie.
Okay.
Jackie, were you actually pissed off at Laura Dern when you made that sore loser face at the Emmys? And have you heard from her since?
God, no.
No, I couldn't believe it. No one got that. I got it immediately.
Yeah, well, you know my brand.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Did you hear from Laura Dern afterwards?
I did meet her at the Critics' Choice Award, another award I was nominated for and lost to Laura Dern. And I went backstage and I saw her and I said, damn it! And she just laughed and hugged me.
Yeah. I love your bracelet, by the way. It's super
cool. My Lucite cuff, it weighs about as much as Tinsley.
Okay. Wow. Very good. Thanks for putting it into weight terms that we can understand. Let's go to Pam from Texas. Hey, Pam, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Luann.
Okay.
If you ever decide to get married again and your girlfriends try to tell you negativity about your husband, will you listen to him this time?
Absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely.
You will.
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Thank you. That was a sweet question.
Okay, by the way, Bethany wanted me to ask you both if the guest or host is supposed to make the first move. She thinks both. On the talk show, the host comes to meet the guest first. Regarding Dorinda and
Sonia. When you have a dinner,
Sonia.
Don't you say hello to the host? When you have a dinner, don't you say hello to the host? When you have a dinner, don't you say hello to the host?
What is it? Does the host go up to the guest, or the guest is supposed to go say hello to the host?
The guest comes to say hello to the hostess.
Oh.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Michael from Buffalo. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
This is busy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, first off, Andy, love you. Luann, congrats on the sold-out 54 Below show.
Oh, thank you.
My question is actually for Jackie.
Okay.
Jackie, I loved your first album. Live at Joe's Pub. My question for you is, if you could duet with Luann on any song, what would it be?
Wow, what a great gay question. A dear friend of mine who gave me this cuff actually suggested The Grass Is Always Greener, which I think would be great for us.
It's
Lauren Bacall's Range.
Oh, my God. You're not the first person that says to me, you got to do Lauren Bacall's songs. Okay.
See?
Right?
Okay, that's because you have a deep voice.
I know, yes. I know.
Okay. Luann, equally... said, does Luann regret some of her elitist ways from past seasons now that she's had the humbling experience of the legal system?
Ooh. What was the question?
Do you regret some of your elitist ways from past seasons?
I don't live with regrets.
All right. Percy T. emailed, Jackie, now that time has passed, are you finally going to tell us which Gilmore Girls castmate stole your chair?
Oh, wow. If I knew the show well enough.
Oh, really?
It was a guy, a tall, narrow guy.
Luann, Holly S. said, why do you feel Carol should have reached out to you? You guys weren't that close.
Well, I think if, you know, a friend of yours, you know, goes through a very public divorce like I did, and then very public, you know, embarrassment like I did, that I think that's... that reason to reach out and say, I'm sorry.
I'd Kid K said, Jackie, what's your favorite memory of Teresa Giudice's book party? Were you there?
I was there. You know what?
Right.
I do have a favorite memory. Dorinda came up to me and said, Jackie Hoffman. I was like, wow, Dorinda knows who I am.
That was exciting.
Yeah, yes, very. That's our first encounter.
Really?
My favorite Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, tweeted, the perfect time for New York Housewives to come back on, nesting at its finest. I love you, Khloe. Also, Luann, Maeve O wants to know if you're making new music soon.
Yes, I'm actually very excited to say tonight with Andy Cohen and with Jackie Hoffman here as my witnesses.
Yes.
That Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters is doing my new dancing.
Which is amazing.
Very excited.
Jill A, amazing. Out of all the Real Housewives, who has had the best work done since starting the show?
Ooh, wow. I'm pleading the fifth.
Really? Why? It's not an insulting question.
It's not.
It's a positive question.
Yeah. Who looks the best?
Yeah.
That had work
besides
done.
Besides Lou.
Besides me, because I didn't have any work done.
Okay.
They're all magnificent.
I lost
all
weight.
The housewives are just New York.
Anyone.
Kim, I find jarring.
Kim Zolciak?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought she was so pretty before.
What, the lips?
She's still beautiful. Yeah. Don't get mad at me, Kim, because that frightens me.
Okay.
But I know that's not the,
Luann, Raleigh Rue wants to know what you think of Sonia's dark eyebrows and new makeup. Did you notice?
Dark.
No.
Eyebrows.
We got a lot of tweets about people's eyebrows. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Sonia, who tried to upstage Lou at her own cabaret show. Take a look.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I mean,
okay,
the Jackal...
Sonia's had the best work done.
The Jackal goes to a few Halloween costumes. We discussed Luann.
Yeah.
Not great. On a funnier note, I'm giving a Jackal to Ramona as Britney Spears only for wearing a headset microphone while also carrying a microphone, which seemed redundant. Tinsley kind of stole Gretchen Rossi's look, which we love, from the OC Bunko party. And finally, to the fact that although Dorinda said the theme for her party was famous people dead or alive, Bethany dressed as Barbie, who is neither a person nor dead or alive. I don't understand. I want to thank Lou, Jackie, and Genesis. Here with Luann and Jackie Hoffman and Genesis, Miss New York, USA 2018. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is Maria from Puerto Rico.
Hey, Maria.
Maria.
What's your question?
Hi, listen. Hi to Luann and to your guest, Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say, Andy, thank you for that New Year's Eve shout out. Please let Anderson Cooper know that a good majority of Puerto Ricans were able to view it here on the island.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Okay, Luann is looking really beautiful as ever.
Oh, thank you.
My question is to the fabulous Jackie Hoffman.
Okay.
I love your work. My question is, what would be your tagline if you were one of the castmates of the Housewives of the NYC?
Oh, I'm glad you have phone service, first of all.
Yeah.
I played a maid on TV, but I spill lots of tea.
I like it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Angie. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee, baby.
Hey, baby, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Luann. I want to know, since her and Bethany's relationship, their friendship has been sort of kind of up in the air, I want to know if today is actually a genuine friendship.
Yes, I think Bethany and I really have turned a corner somehow.
Seems like you really
we have. Yeah, we've kind of reconnected. Bethany and I have known each other quite a while. I mean, you know, Bethany used to stop by the townhouse on her roller skates because she was living close by. Yeah. I have the same dog walker as Bethany because she introduced me to Paolo. I mean, so, you know, we kind of go back a lot further than a lot of the women as friends. And so we've kind of, I think now that, you know, things have turned around, especially for with me, you know, because I've changed a lot too with this whole thing that happened. And so we've kind of reconnected and gotten friendlier.
Great.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Kyle. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Kyle, what's your question?
My question for Jackie, from the ladies of New York City, who would be your best friend and who would be your worst enemy?
Who would be your best friend and who would be your worst enemy of the New York Housewives?
Oh, ouch. People are so penetrating.
Yes, they are.
Who would be my best friend? Maybe Dorinda or Bethany? Boy, that's a toss-up.
Who would be your enemy? Who would be your enemy?
Luann, because she sells out faster and I'm on the street handing out flyers.
One more phone call. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Joe from Boston. My question is for Luann. Luann, I love you. You're so fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
But I just... Oh, you're welcome. But I just wanted to know what your night in prison was like and who was your first phone call?
Oh, God. I'm going to tell you this right now and everybody here. Remember 3 phone numbers from your phone, because if you ever go to jail, you have to remember phone numbers. And right. I couldn't remember a phone number. And the one number I did remember, I didn't want to call it.
Because so. it was Tom.
Was it Tom?
It was Tom.
No way.
Swear to God.
And so who did
my
you
ex-husband
call?
Was in Europe.
So who
so
did
that
you
was
call?
Like 6 hours, you know, ahead. So I couldn't call him at 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't call my children. We're in Europe as well. So I didn't call anybody.
You're kidding.
No.
You just waited.
I waited.
Wow.
It was awful.
And so they wouldn't let you call, like, information or anything.
Well, I had a payphone in front of me.
Right.
Right? Obviously, you don't have any money. I tried to place a collect call to Pete, my publicist,
right.
And he didn't answer.
Right.
So I didn't have anybody else to call. I ran out of phone numbers. I couldn't remember. Swear to God. I'm, like, sitting there across from a phone.
Were you
it's so frustrating.
And were you in there all night?
I was in jail by 10 o'clock at night.
And then you were in there by 10 at night, so you spent the night
there. I can't wait to tell this story once all these court things are
right.
over, but I can't really talk that much about it. But I was in at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't get out until 12 the next day.
Wow.
And I didn't sleep the whole night, and I had a hangover, so it was pretty rough.
Were you in there with other people?
No, they put me by myself.
And
I think they knew who I was, you know,
wow.
Unfortunately.
Right.
Well, actually, fortunately, because I don't know if I would want to be hanging out too much with the prison bitches, like Sonia said.
Wow.
And like an open...
Sonia doesn't...
Yeah, Teresa will tell you about that.
Yeah, right, yes. Teresa and I...
I saw a lot of sex there.
What did she say?
I saw a lot of sex.
Is that right? Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with peeing. Open toilet, open bars.
Well, no, they have like, you know, the toilet behind like the half wall.
Okay. Oh, okay. A little. Oh, I have a half wall in my bathroom. Yes. Yes.
That was it. It was awful. And, you know, I had to go to court in the morning because I was charged with all these crazy, well, I had felonies. But anyway, I don't want to talk
right.
about that much. It's almost over, so I'm...
Yes.
Cross your fingers.
What is the next? Is there a hearing or something? Or what is the next?
April 13th.
April 13th.
Yeah.
Soon. Week.
Yeah.
Soon. You have to go down there.
No.
Or no. No.
No,
your lawyer will
My
be down
lawyer
there.
Does,
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Could you face some
I mean,
sort
this
of...
this is like 3 months ago.
Could you
I
face
mean, now
some...
I'm doing a cabaret show and I quit I drinking. How crazy
could you,
is that?
I know. Could you face...
You can't make this stuff up.
Could you face... What penalty could you be... Could you be facing time?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't think so. Community service, maybe? Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm happy to do.
Yes.
I'm a nurse. I help people. I don't hurt people.
Right.
That's
right.
true.
Yeah.
It was not my intention. I was just... drunk.
Yeah. You know who else assaulted a
I was as drunk as Dorinda, really, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was just, you know, if one thing went differently that whole night, it would have never happened. I went to the elevator, I pressed the fourth floor, I got off on the fourth floor, I was staying on the third floor. My bag dropped, I was looking for the keys to my room, the guy I was with, picked it, went to bend down to pick it up, put my things inside, and before he knew it, I was in the hotel room.
You were in the wrong room.
I was in the wrong hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
But the maid was turning down the bed. Otherwise, how would I ever get into a room that's not mine?
Oh.
So one thing after the other led to a string of events that led me to be selling out tickets in my cabaret show.
There you go. All right. right. And you can see that in New York City and then in L.A. on May 5th. And Jackie Hoffman, Memoir Sita at the Lily Tomlin Cultural Arts Center, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Thank you, Genesis Sorrow, Miss New York. We will be rooting for you in the Miss USA pageant. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.